This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Seriously, who thought this song was like a good idea? Like, I'd love to know the thought process that went behind like the making of this song.
No, it's the Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party for me. Cause that song sounds like it's somewhere where you're going at, like, where, you know, Kyle know where I'm going with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it just sounds like a place where, you know, it's just like, you know, a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, so do you enjoy the song here or no?
I mean, if I heard it, I would feel a little uncomfortable.
You wouldn't start dancing to it
no,
if you're
not
like at the club?
All
right. What do you think, Kyle? I can see Kyle jamming out to this.
It's actually making me laugh. When the guy sings, it cracks me up. He's so bad.
Well, the opening of it, hey, Barbie, it's yeah. Like just bizarre.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely a bad song, I would say. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the midday show talking about the Phillies. Do you believe that, or do you trust Dave Dombrowski at the trade deadline to go do the right things? You do.
I trust
don't.
Him.
I can't after the last couple of years. And do you think the Eagles' defense can be even better than they were last year? I think they can be, especially when you look at the fact that they're bringing back all these young guys, Jalen Carter, another year coming back and developing in Vic Fangio's scheme. And what do you think, Hugh, as a former player, how much does it help players to be in a scheme for the year for over a year now and kind of know, especially for young guys, what to do and what not to do?
I feel pretty good about it. I think that what happened last year, a lot of it was probably condensed. And Vic probably gave them what he felt that they were comfortable with. And he probably, stalled more as the season progressed. Now you don't have to do that. Like, you got a lot of guys that are in this system and they understand their role and everything. And it also kind of goes back to what Bryce Huff said early on. He said he kind of knew that it wasn't a fit early on. And I'm assuming what he meant by that was because of what he was asked to do or how he was asked to play at a certain position. And that's why Brandon became so prevalent in the defense in his 15th season. You know, Brandon was supposed to come out there and be like the backup, and he became more of the starter.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I think it was you have to understand the concept and how you fit in the defense. So that part of it you don't have to teach. So now you can add more stuff into the repertoire and into the playbook. And everything, because everybody's kind of on the same page. Now, you got to get the younger guys up to speed, the ones that are going to help contribute. But I think one of the good things that this Eagles defense has going for them, they're fairly young across the board.
Oh, really young, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's that. And they genuinely seem like they care for one another, man. You know, when you talk about the camaraderie that they have, the fact that, you know, they were down there at CI at Jason Kelsey's thing and things of that nature, I think all that stuff matters.
Just like you referenced earlier, just hopefully not too much fun this
well,
off
season. Well, man, it's inevitable.
You know?
I mean, let's be honest.
It's hard after you win a championship.
I mean, it's be honest. It's inevitable. You won a championship. You're on everybody's radar. You just have to know that everybody does not have your best interest in mind. You know what I mean? Because they don't know what it is to sacrifice to get to where you got to. You know, especially, and let's be honest, for young men, the biggest pitfall for young men is young women, you know, and opening yourself up to all of that. So you just have to stay focused, and you just have to know, keep your eye on the prize, man.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of celebrating to do, and the Eagles have sure done that. Hopefully it doesn't affect them on the field this year. I don't think it will. I think the defense specifically will be really good, and I'm excited to see what it looks like this year for sure.
In what world, TK?
Yeah.
Is the defense going to be better than it was last year?
What do you mean, in what world?
How can you come to that conclusion?
Because they have great players on their defense. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, all those guys are still here, Kyle.
I'm not saying they're going to be a bad defense, but did you see how good they were last year?
They were great.
I know, that's my point. Like, first of all, regression to the mean is a thing that happens all over the place in sports, especially the NFL. When you're number one, you're very, very likely to take a step back. And while they do have an elite player at every level,
and the elite defensive coordinator.
Sure, but hold on. The other thing with Vic Fangio is that was his only season having a number one defense in the NFL. You need great players. You need talent. Vic Fangio especially needs talent to have a great defense, and they're not lacking in talent. But it's the guys around the margins. It's your Josh Sweats. It's your Milton Williams. It's your Isaiah Rodgers, even your Darius Slays of the world. Your C.J. Gardner-Johnsons. All of whom we lost. That's what turns a good defense into the best defense in the league. All those guys are gone.
Well, this is the difference between Dave Dombrowski and Howie Roseman for me. I don't trust Dave Dombrowski. I trust I would trust Howie Roseman with my life. I trust Howie Roseman implicitly to go out and get the pieces. You think Howie has not put the right pieces on this defense? Howie Roseman's the best general manager in sports.
Why would I not trust him? Tom, he signed Bryce Huff last year.
And it didn't even matter because every other movie he made was so great.
But my point is that he's not perfect.
It's close.
Sure.
Well, that's another song by Grace Jones. I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for you.
I'm out on it. After hearing you.
Defense could be better. Come on, Kyle.
There's zero chance the defense is going to be better.
I disagree. I think the defense can be better. Right. I think defense will be better.
Enjoy living in La La Land.
Okay.
That's what we do as fans all the time. We just had somebody call in and talk about fining folks. That's what we do as fans.
Yeah, fine Castellanos for swinging at the first pitch. That's a great idea. Somebody at the bar is telling
that story. I'm not picking on the call. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you.
I am.
Kyle, no,
but that's how we are as fans.
I love it.
Castellanos, I'm sure, would love that.
No, I do wish, like, it was Major League. Castellanos, like, misjudges a fly ball or swings at the first pitch. He drops down.
That's coming out of my check.
Like, drops down, gives him 10 push-ups on the spot. That'd be great. 215-592-9494. Also, Tri-Day. Give us a bad song for Tri-Day today. Coming up in a few minutes, we will get to Joe Giglio's head coach list, which is causing a bit of a minor stir, I'd say, today. It's stirring for me.
Because it's like, what the hell Joe doing?
He's on vacation.
I mean, like, what you doing?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing.
Y'all ain't gonna hear from me when they kick me out this studio.
What were you gonna say, Kyle? It sounded like you had something, then you dialed back.
Well, I'm gonna revoke Joe Giglio's Sirianni guy card. He was a born-again Sirianni guy. We put him through the gauntlet. We gave him the test at the end of the season. And he determined he was a Sirianni guy. And then he put this crap out, this nonsense.
Well, let's just get to the list
he's
now.
He's no longer a Sirianni guy.
All right, so here was Joe's list of the top coaches in the NFL. He has Andy Reid 1. I think that's fair. I mean,
Big Red is a hell of a coach. And I'm not just saying that because he, you know, coached me, but yeah, he's a hell of a coach.
Sean McVay 2, maybe a little high, but I mean, McVay...
He's a good coach, but yeah, that's a little lofty.
He's got the most out of his talent. And again, I think the Eagles were the far superior team. The fact that the Rams are even in that game, I think speaks to McVay as a coach.
Mm.
3, Kyle Shanahan. How are we feeling about this? I'm a Shanahan guy, but the guy's choked in like multiple playoff runs.
You didn't say it, I did. I mean, you said, I didn't say it, you did. Said that one wrong. But, yeah, he's choked. He's had two times where he's choked in the Super Bowl.
John Harbaugh, four. John Harbaugh, another guy who coached the staff that you were on, Hugh.
I like Coach Harbaugh.
But, I mean, team hasn't won anything in a long time, and he's had one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
You know what it is I like about Coach Harbaugh? It's the origin story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, Baltimore didn't want, he wasn't their first choice. And they had, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they circled back to him for whatever reason. And he's turned it into, and he's come from a coaching family.
Right.
You know, so he's turned that into a hell of a thing for himself, man. So I don't have a problem with that.
Now,
I really don't. Because I know the origin story.
This next one I think is egregious. Sean Payton at number five?
Just got back in the game.
Just got back in. But his last few years in New Orleans were terrible. I mean, they got slaughtered in the wild card game last year.
Who was the quarterback?
Bo Nix.
Bo, yeah. He was at, what was he? He was at SEC
Auburn
first,
and
then he went to Oregon.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive, what he was able to do in a 1 year with Bo Nix, though.
But above Coach Sirianni?
I think there's more egregious ones than Peyton. Like, Peyton does have at least a very decorated resume.
Yeah, and Bo Nix, man. They had a pretty good team with Bo Nix. I mean,
they were good, but I think it's crazy to put him above Sirianni. Jim Harbaugh, six.
That one's worse.
Which again choked in the play. I mean, I know he's got a choker at quarterback with Herbert.
Wait a minute, where's Sirianni?
He's eight. Jim Harbaugh is six. Dan Campbell is
Dan
seven.
Dan Campbell, dude.
Dan Campbell being ahead of Sirianni. They do the same thing, except Sirianni's a lot better about doing it than Campbell.
Okay. I'm going to help my partner out just a little bit because he ain't here. I'm going to help him out.
Seems like he's drinking that Haterade on vacation.
I don't know what he's doing. Like, he must be sunburned or something. You know he pale.
He's drinking, like, moonshine.
But
that's a sight Joe drinking.
If anything, he needs to flip those two. Because they both came into the league talking crazy. Like, seriously. But Coach Sirianni is the only one that made good on his crazy.
Well, what on earth does Dan Campbell do better than Nick Sirianni?
Nothing.
Talk crazy?
Nothing.
When he started talking about biting people's ankles off, man, and stuff like that, that's pretty crazy.
But
talk.
That doesn't make you a good coach.
I didn't say it did.
Yeah.
You asked me what makes him better, I told you. I said, talk crazy.
That doesn't make him better.
I didn't say it did. I said, you asked
what are you
what
talking
made him
about
better.
Then?
You said, what does he do better? And I said, talk crazy.
Okay, but what makes him a better coach than Nick Sirianni?
I didn't say he was. I said, if anything, he
so
should flip those
is the
two.
Answer.
Yeah.
I just think in general, and Joe's part of this, and I do think you do need to examine taking away his Nick Sirianni card.
Oh, it's gone.
But what, like, how does he still not get this respect? Like, I get he had good coaches around him last year. I get he's got good talent. But you look at last year, that A.J. Brown situation could have ripped that team apart. I mean, we all feared it at the time. That was a legitimate thing, and I think Nick Sirianni is the reason why it didn't. I think he was able to kind of keep that thing together. That was a tumultuous time here.
Man, listen, we've gotten, And I'm not picking on Joe, because Joe put his list together.
Pick on Joe. It's a disaster of a list.
But it's terrible. Just...
Don't let him off the hook, Hugh.
I just find it interesting that we want to pick apart the head coach and his job and talk about the staff that he has or the players that he have. And when you go through the history of the NFL, it's called the Bill Walsh coaching tree for a reason. You know what I mean? It's called the Andy Reid coaching tree for a reason. That means that he has some excellent talent around him that allowed him to be successful. And it's no different with Dan Campbell. It's no different with Coach Sirianni or any other coach that we hold in high regard. And that's what irritates me. Like, when we talk about, say, just getting off topic a little bit, when we talk about quarterbacks, guys get penalized because of the talent that they have. I think that's ridiculous, because every team in NFL, every team anywhere, wants to put talent around good players. That's what you try to do. Howie just has been able to do it better than most. That's a fact. And when I look at Coach Sirianni and you look at the team that he put together, he's still the head coach, even though he's a bubble head coach and he cut his hair. He's never going to lay that down for me. But I respect that, because his players responded to that. They responded to him relating to being relatable.
Right.
And allowing, for lack of a better way of saying it, social media caused him to cut his hair or whatever, or let the media do that. So they relate to that, and in turn, they won the Super Bowl.
I just think he's shown that he's a really good motivator and a good culture guy.
The one thing, I'm sorry, TK, I mean, because this kind of burns my biscuits. But the one thing a good coach does, and I'm gonna make it as simple as I possibly can, he makes the people around him, 53 guys, believe in whatever message he's spewing, and those 53 guys are willing to run through a brick wall for that man, put their body on the line for that man. And that's what that team did. They did what they had to do. The quarterback, for whatever you, however you want to tell the story or spin the story, he adjusted in order for that team to have success. You know, we can talk about the semantics about Saquon and all this other stuff, but the bottom line is Coach Sirianni was the guy that got this team together and got everybody to row in the same direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is another thing.
Just like Dan Campbell did.
I don't understand about it is, okay, me, I'd assume some of what would penalize Nick Sirianni is that he's had great coaches around him. Well, Kellen Moore can't be that great because Joe has him at 30. So if Kellen Moore's 30, then, I mean, how great are the coaches that were around Nick Sirianni last year? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, I mean, like, and Sirianni doesn't call plays, but neither does Dan Campbell, another guy who's reliant on his coordinators. We're going to find out what the Lions look like without Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn next season. That's for sure.
Yeah. I do respect him bumping that Weasel McDermott down to 17, though. That was a good move.
It's about believing in what the coach is selling, because I think back to when Andy Reid got here. Ray Rose was our coach. And for the most part, we had the same guys. Had the same exact guys. It was just a different mentality. I think for Ray Bob, he was on his way out. And they kind of knew that. And so they were kind of like, in a hockey term, skating their wing, just trying to, you know, make it through, because, you know, I remember vividly them having conversations early in the season about, you know, what's going to happen, and then it going south. And Dana Bible was the offensive coordinator, and his offense, I mean, for lack of a better way of saying it, it was not good. Mm-hmm. It was not good. And Bobby Hoying having his crash out moments. But when you look at that team, the core team was the same. And Andy Reid came in with a philosophy and a message, and it changed everything. And you know, he had his blind spots and everything, but the bottom line is this. Coaches are there to motivate players to be better than they think they can be. You know what I mean? And that's what his job is. And whether you like it or not, that's what Nick Sirianni did.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Dan Campbell did the same thing. He took an underachieving Detroit defense because they were getting hurt. I remember talking to Coach Glenn when he was there. And I was like, damn, Coach, you're getting guys hurt every week. He said, but they're playing hard. That's all he can ask for. And the thing that I know about him is that he was real with those guys, and that's what they liked about it. And they liked the fact that Coach Glenn had an open-door policy, and he talked to them like men. He would have those cats over to his house for dinner. Like, stuff like that. That's what he did, and guys appreciate that. The bottom line is this, man. If you get guys to believe in you and buy into what you're selling, they'll do anything for you, because that's what football is in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I think that's what Nick Sirianni's gift is as a coach. And I think sometimes he gets punished or penalized for not being the X and O guy, but I don't think you necessarily need to be that to be a great football coach. 8, I think, is crazy. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Man, so much to talk about, man. I'm going to shoot quick. Good stuff, by the way. Both you guys, man. Great show, as always.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Man. I mean, really. Seriously, great show. Hugh, to your point, the Eagles thing. Guy, I had an old boss, real short. No long talk here. I had an old boss, was the best. And it was his personality, his work ethic, and he dug right in with you. And to your point, I'd run through a wall for that guy, and I still talk about him 25 years later. And I worked for him for 9 years. And this guy was phenomenal. It's not just in sports. It's in life in general. Sirianni and Hurts, and I'm not an Eagles fan, guys. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Steelers fan. Go Berg. Darius Slay. I love the pickup. But Sirianni and Hurts, guys, enjoy it. Love it. Them guys, nationally and sometimes in the city, they don't get the credit they deserve, man. They are leaders. They're winners. They just win. They just win. It don't matter how you win. Nobody cares about the style points. Well, some people do. But the bottom line is the wins, the Super Bowl, and so on and so forth. They've been to two. You won one. You should have won two, possibly. Could have won two. Should not. I don't know about should have, but you know what I'm saying. But that's my football point. Baseball, I don't trust Umbro. TK, you've been on it for weeks. I don't trust Umbro. I feel like we got to move on from him. I'm going to be honest with you, to win. And I know that's not going to happen this year. The guy, he doesn't make the big moves. He did that years ago. He's making little moves. I don't know whether he doesn't see it. We got names, but the names and the talent don't match up like they need to anymore due to age, health, whatever. But we're in a tough spot. We got a lot of good youth. Got some aging guys trying to mix and match. And I think that's where the Phillies front office is stuck at. The guy I want to go get is Brent Rooker from the Oakland Athletics. He's a right-handed power bat. He would take something to get him, but he's the guy, and I think it's doable in the right package.
Yeah, and the problem with him, Chris, is, I mean, not a good outfielder at all, but I'm kind of with you where I'd be willing to sacrifice the defense at this point for a bat. I just think you need to. Like, we've seen
– with the pitching being what it is?
Yeah, I think we've seen the story the last few years offensively that I'd be willing to sacrifice some defense. Now, I mean, I'd imagine he'd be better out there than putting Schwarber back out there. But either way, it would cost you defense for sure. But Chris, what do you got for a tri-day bad song?
Got a classic. Girl, you know it's true.
Milli Vanilli.
A terrible 80s. Milli Vanilli. And why it was terrible was they lip-synced it, never actually sang the darn song.
There you go.
That's the one I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
I saw the movie. They had the Milli Vanilli, like, story.
One of those VH1, like, behind-the-scenes?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Behind-the-music things?
It was horrible. I was very, very, very interested to see how they got started. But then after a while, man, it was just like, I just turned the TV off because it was that bad.
So that's not a ringing endorsement.
No, it was not good. It was not good. Their story is interesting about how they initially really wanted to sing, but the record label said, no, y'all good. And then the guy that actually sang the song, if you saw the people that actually sang the songs and everything, you'd be like, wow. They were, yeah, it was. You know how people say you got a face for radio or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of one of those.
People tell me that all the time.
No one says that to me.
people tell me that a lot. Or they just make fun of me as far as like hypothetical professions. Yeah. By the way, make sure you get those in today for you people.
We already got a lot.
Oh, we already do. Oh, lovely. I'm very happy about that. Can't wait for 1:30, 1:45 today. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on all this stuff with the Eagles and the Phillies when we get back. Scott Fransky also joins us next. You can react to Joe's head coaching rankings. And if you trust Dave Dombrowski, also give us a bad song for Try Day. All that on the table. Scott Fransky coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly, in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.